So Simon actually doesn't completely follow through or what he just said.
اون چیزی که واقعا
گفته بوده
انجام نمیده. میگه من انجام میدم اما انجام
نمیده. Yeah, he doesn't trust perfectly.
کاملا اطمینان نداره.
Yeah, because what's the problem?
مشکلش
چیه؟ Now read verse 4 again.
آیه 4.
What does this 4 say? What does Jesus tell him to do?
چی میگه عیسی مسیح؟
Look 5 verse 4.
صفحه 96.
چون از سخن گفتن فارغ شد به شمعون گفت به میانه دریچه بوران و تورهای خود را برای شکار بیاندازید.
Yeah, so what does Jesus ask him to do? Cast in the nets, multiple, plural.
تورهای خود را.
Now what does Peter end up doing?
جمع بسته شده است.
What does he do?
اما پتروس چیکار میکنه؟
He cast in the net, singular.
Where is it?
That's in the next verse. It's in the first 5, I believe.
تور را خواهیم انداخت. تور رو یه دونه. یه دونه‌ش رو باز می‌کنه. جمع بنده اونی که ازش خواسته بوده انجام نمیده. یکیشو انجام میده.
Yeah, so he doesn't actually do exactly what Jesus has asked him to do.
دقیقاً اونی که خدا ازش خواسته بود، عیسی مسیح ازش خواسته بود انجام نمیده.
Yeah, he doesn't completely put his trust in Jesus.
کاملاً اعتماد نمی‌کنه به همه تورا.
There's kind of doubt still there.
شک می‌کنه به همه تورا.
And as a result he gets confronted.
و در نتیجه اتفاقی برایش میافته.
Yeah, with the consequences of leaning on his own understanding.
که به درک خودش اتفاق
افتاد. Yeah, read verses 6 and 7.
آیه 6 و 7 میگه چه اتفاقی افتاد.
And when they had done this, had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and the net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink.
مقدار زیاد از ماهی صید کردند چنان که نزدیک بود تور ایشان گسسته شود و به رفقای خود که در قایق دیگر بودند اشاره کردند که آمده ایشان را امداد کنند پس آمده هر دو قایق را پر کردند چنان که نزدیک بود غرق شوند.
Yeah, so the one net that Peter cast out in his own understanding,
توری که پتروس فکر کرد و درک خودش
باز کرد, it was enough for the multitudes that Jesus knew would come.
کافی نبود برای همه اون ماهی هایی که عیسی مسیح میدونست قرار بیاد.
The net breaks.
تور میترکه.
Yeah, he calls on help from his business partners, John and James.
از یعقوب و یوحنا کمک میخواد, میگه بیاین کمک کنید.
And they end up filling those boats.
دو تا قایق رو با هم دیگه پر میکنن تا جایی که در حال غرق شدن بودن.
Now, why didn't it break? Because there were just too many fishes.
چرا قرار بوده به پارش تور بخاطر
اینکه ماهیش زیاد بوده. Because they listened to Jesus. They didn't trust him completely.
زیاد بوده. باید تورهای زیادی ریخته میشد. و حرف عیسی مسیح رو کاملا گوش نکردن.
We do not follow the word of God as it is written.
ما اونجوری که کلام خداوند ما
خواسته. When we are selective.
نکنیم. انتخاب کنیم چیزی که دوست داریم چیزی
when we lean on our own understanding
وقتی به درک خودمون اعتماد کنیم
that's when we end up with problems
اون موقع است که مشکلمون رو می‌بینیم.
Yeah, why are my children going off the rails?
ای وای بچهای من چرا دارن اینجوری میرن راه خلاف.
Did you do what the Bible said you should do in regards to your children?
خداوند ازت خواسته بود برای بچه‌هات انجام بدی واقعا انجام بدی.
Are you teaching them the things of God at home?
آیا کلام خداوند و درس خداوند
Are you disciplining them?
آیا تنبیهشون کردی؟
Do you do what the Bible has told you to do?
اون چیزی که خداوند ازت خواسته بود واقعا انجام دادی؟
I did one of them.
یکیش انجام دادم.
I taught them things about God,
but
now discipline we don't, because
we don't want
to hurt the poor child.
Okay,
but Jesus said in, throw in the nets, multiple.
You're
only throwing in one. Why is my marriage like this? No, are you submitting to your husband? Are you making the home?
خداوند ازت خواسته
تو husband,
میکنی
are you loving your wife?
آیا محبتت میکنی به شوهرت آیا به زنت
are you
محبت
being a great
میکنی
provider?
آیا تو واقعا نیاز خانوادت رو داری تلاش میکنی
برده
کنی
I did one of them.
یکیشو انجام دادم
yeah. The net will break. Yeah, Jesus said, throw in the nets. Do everything. We shouldn't be selective in what we're doing. We should obey the whole counsel of God. Yeah, it's great that we are making step of faith, steps of faith.
We're
walking with God. That we're trusting Him. But we should trust Him in everything.
Yeah,
so we don't run into trouble. And this is how many Christians will live their lives. They're just throwing in
اکثران زندگی میکنن یه دونه تور پرت میکنی
yeah, you say nevertheless at the word, at thy word, I will do this or that. But then you end up partially doing what God has told you to do. Yeah, so Simon Peter did partially what he was told to do.
Yeah.
He did go into the deep. He did throw in at least one net. Yeah, and he catches the multitude that Jesus already knew was coming.
Yeah,
so at least Simon takes a step.
And
with the help of James and John, they get the fish in.
And they had
the purpose of seeing this miracle to be done. Yeah, and all of them have witnessed this.
Yeah,
so also notice that because Simon obeyed, others were affected. Others were also seeing the miracle. And also, it can be either positive or negative.
And
the way you live
will
reflect on those around you.
And again,
especially for parents, the choices you
make
will affect your children. 8 verses 8 and 9. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished at all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men."
شمعون پتروس چون این را دید بر پاهای عیسی افتاده گفت ای خداوند از من دور شو زیرا مردی گناهکارم چون که به سبب صید ماهی که کرده بودند دهشت بر او و همه رفقای وی مستولی شده بود.
Yeah, so Peter has room for improvement. Interesting, Jesus. Yeah, that's because he is like us. Yeah, we all have room for improvement. We fail to obey Jesus perfectly.
And
of course, some do better than others. Yeah,
but
God being graceful toward us is willing to use imperfect people
که از آدم‌هایی که کامل
نیستن. Who are willing to serve or willing to trust.
که حاضرن اعتماد کنن و خدمت کنن.
Who is willing to help grow.
و کمک کنن که رشد کنیم.
And Jesus tells them, "From now on, you will be fishers of men."
و از این به بعد همه شما صیادهای انسان.
And they knew this was a miracle.
می‌دونستن.
They knew Jesus was not just a man.
عیسی مسیح معجزه کرد. می‌دونستن عیسی مسیح مرد ساده نیست، بلکه این از طرف خداست.
Yeah, and he even says, "Fear not."
They were
scared.
Yeah?
"For henceforth thou shalt catch men." I'm calling you to a different profession. I'm calling you to become a follower of me.
Yeah?
Peter wasn't perfect, but Peter obeyed.
Peter followed. Or Simon Peter. Simon Peter. اطاعت کرد حتی شده یکم.
And of course we read about these things as after the fact.
بعد از این اتفاقا رو میخونیم.
Imagine this.
اینو تصور کنید.
Imagine if Peter would have just walked away after finishing his work.
اگر پتروس سر کارش بود و به کارش تموم میشد میرفت خونه.
Jesus goes into the boat.
عیسی مسیح وارد قایق دیگه
میشد. Hey Simon Peter.
شمعون پتروس.
Hey fisherman.
ماهیگیر.
Hey, I need your help. Can you get me out on the water?
منو ببر تو آب.
It's crowded here.
اینجا سرمون
And so I can do better in speaking to the people.
که من بتونم بهتر این کارو بکنم.
And the response Peter would be, "Now I'm tired. I've worked all night.
کل شب کار کردم.
I have some other important thing to do.
خیلی کارهای مهمتر دیگه دارم.
Yeah. I just can't. Yeah. Another time, maybe. Yeah, and then leaving Jesus with the crowd of people. Now, of course, Jesus would have been able to do ministry, but it would be much more difficult for him. But more importantly, they would not have seen the miracle. Yeah, with this great catch of fish.
این ماهی فوق‌العاده‌ای رو که ماهیگیر کرده بودن رو نمی‌دیدن.
And even more importantly.
بیشتر از همه.
Yeah, Simon Peter.
Simon Petrus.
Also his friends James and John.
دوستش یعقوب و یوحنا.
Would never have been part of the group that followed Jesus.
هیچ وقت جزو شاگردان عیسی مسیح نمی‌شدن. هیچ وقت جزو اون 12 نفر خداوند رسولان مسیح نمی‌شدن.
You think that doesn't happen today?
آیا فکر می‌کنید امروز این اتفاق نمی‌افته؟
Jesus asking.
عیسی مسیح.
Hey, can you do this little thing for me?
یه قدم کوچیک واسه من.
And the answer is. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I don't feel like it.
حالم خوب نیست.
Or The sport match is on. I cannot miss that.
فوتبالو باید دید. نمیشه اونو ندید.
You don't think that happens today?
آیا فکر نمی‌کنید اتفاق افتاده؟ همیشه اتفاق می‌افته.
Or Jesus saying, "Hey, launch me into the deep."
منو ببر تو جای عمیق.
Yeah, thank you for doing the first part, but launch me in the deep now.
مرسی که قدم اولو برداشتی. حالا یه مقدار عمیق‌تر بری.
And the answer is no way.
نه بابا خاصا.
That's not logical.
منطقی نیست.
I don't want to do that.
نمی‌خوام این کارو بکنم.
That will cost me too much.
این کیزی خستم می‌کنه. خیلی خستم.
This doesn't make sense.
این اصلا منطقی به نظر نمی‌رسه.
You think that never happens?
آیا فکر می‌کنین امروز تو زندگیمون این اتفاق نمی‌افته؟
It happens all the time.
همیشه داره این اتفاق می‌افته.
When Jesus says follow me.
وقتی عیسی مسیح میگه بیاین دنبال من.
Yeah, there are many excuses why.
خیلی بهونه
We will not.
چرا نمیریم دنبالش؟
Why?
چرا؟
People will not do what God has told them to do.
چرا اون چیزی که خدا ازم خواسته رو انجام نمیدن؟
It happens all the time.
همش بهونه داریم.
How do I know that happens all the time?
از کجا میدونم همیشه این اتفاق میفته؟
Besides looking around.
قبل از اینکه دور اطرافمون نگاه کنیم.
I don't say you, but in general in Christianity.
ولی اکثر مسیحای دورمون.
Why do I know?
از کجا میدونم؟
Because the laborers are few.
چون کارگران کمن محصول زیاد.
I see a lot of Christians living lives
which
are indistinguishable from how the world lives their lives.
که نمیشه اصلا تفاوتشون رو بین دنیا و مسیحیت
فرق نشه. They are busy with the same things. They do the same things as the world.
با کارهای دنیوی و کارهایی که دنیا داره.
They watch the same things as the world.
نگاه میکنن مثل دنیا. همونجوری وقتی
They talk as the world.
مثل دنیا حرف میزنن.
There's no difference.
هیچ تفاوتی بین
They're not following Christ.
دنبال عیسی
نمیرن. That not be us.
بذاریم که اینا من و تو نباشیم.
Now, how again did we get to the point that Jesus is asking them to be fishers of men?
چه جوری رسیدیم به اینجا؟
Jesus found Simon.
عیسی مسیح از اونا خواست که ماهیگیر
And he found him working.
سیاد انسان باشن.
He found him working.
مسیح اومد کار کردن.
Yeah. Even though he had enough to do.
به اندازه
کافی. Yeah, was cleaning up after a hard day of work.
چیزهایی رو داشت که انجام
He allowed himself to be inconvenienced by Jesus.
اما اجازه داد که عیسی مسیح از اون جای راحتش درش بیاره و یه ذره سختی به خودش بده با اینکه یه کار کوچیک بود ولی بازم بعد از خودگذشتگی میکرد بعد پتروس یه قدم بیشتر برداشت
And even though Simon wasn't sure about it
با اینکه شمعون مطمئن نبود
Hey, this whole fishing idea, maybe that's not a good idea
He said,
hey, at thy word, I'm going to do this, I'm going to trust you
با کلام تو اعتماد میکنم با کلام تو من این کار انجام میدم
Yeah, and then he's witnessing this miracle.
و بعد تونست معجزه رو ببینه.
He's seeing God at work.
خداوند رو با دست فعالش و معجزه‌اش.
And he ends up becoming a lifelong follower of Jesus.
و آخرش شد دنبال روی کامل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, a great servant for God, we know.
خادم خیلی بزرگ خداوند.
To have an easy life.
آیا زندگی راحتی داشت؟
No, to be inconvenienced much more.
بعضی وقتا از خودگذشتگی لازم.
Yeah, following Christ, staying at your cross.
بعضی وقتا صلیب بردنه.
Do you think Peter or John or James
did
regret these choices?
از اون تصمیم ما متاسف شدند که کاش این کارو نمی‌کردیم.
Absolutely not.
100% نه.
Yeah, they rejoice today that they have made that decision.
شادن که اونها این تصمیم رو گرفتن.
And I hope we all end up in a place where we are serving God.
هممون به جایی برسیم که هممون به خداوند.
Starting with a little thing. Trusting God a little bit.
چیزی که امروز انجام میدیم یه ذره.
Yeah, then doing greater things,
ending
up serving God for our
lives.
Verse
11.
They're going to close there.
And
when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Yeah, they forsook all. Yeah, they became followers of Jesus. They became people doing the word of God, following Jesus. Disciples. Yes, not perfect, but true followers of Jesus. Yeah, and if they've forsaking all means that we give up everything in our lives that are hindering what God wants us to do.
Yeah,
that we are taking out these things that are hindering us from what God wants us to do.
اون چیزی رو که خداوند ازمون میخواد.
It means that everything we have, we make available.
هر چی که داریم.
To the service of God.
به حضورش بیاریم و برای خدمت خداوند.
Jesus wants to use us all. He's searching for people who are willing to work. Workers. He's searching for people who are willing to be inconvenienced if necessary. To do what he asks us. Starting with small things, asking for bigger things and greater things. And hopefully it ends up with
به جایی برسه که به قومی برسیم که ما هممون
being followers of Christ,
شاگردان مسیح و کارهای عظیمش رو انجام بدیم, خدمت رو انجام بدیم و سفیرانش باشیم روی زمین.
آمین.